I tell you this story, not to be cute or be quaint, but to tell you that you are taught these things in the military. At least you were back then. I don't know today. Maybe they teach you that Jenny has two mommies and that Billy should like Bobby. But what I know is back then he taught me the importance of balancing the mind, the body, the spirit, and the heart. Having this whole balance act go on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, normally on the show, we go through multiple videos. We have an intense conversation based on what other people are saying. But today, I think it's incredibly important. This is going to be kind of weighing on my soul a little bit. Both because of what I'm going through and because I sense that in the troubling times we're in, I think it's more important than ever that we truly understand what it means to master ourselves. Now, I know that sounds really spiritual, woo-woo, like crazy. I get it. I totally understand it. When I first was explaining the concept of mastering yourself to avoid persecuting other people, to avoid seeking the validation of other people, to stop being such a beta cuck and wanting everything from the women, wanting everything from the other men, and getting their validation, and going to women and saying, oh, am I good enough in bed? Oh, am I a good enough partner? Oh, am I good enough? No, I'm sick of that garbage. And the reason I'm sick of it is I went through the whole gauntlet of wanting other people to like me. I remember in high school, I'll tell you a personal story, why not? We're not going through videos today, this is just me and you, we're having a conversation. When I was younger and in high school, I was goofy, I was basically like 6.5 feet tall, I didn't have a lot of muscle in my body, I was homeschooled as a kid, I was incredibly self-conscious of how different I was, and I wanted people's acceptance, I wanted them to like me, I wanted them to think I was cool, I wanted them to say, dude, that guy Austin, he's a cool guy. That guy Austin, I want to be friends with him. He's awesome. That's what I wanted desperately when I was younger. Now, I don't care what people think of me. They could think I'm the most knowledgeable guy since Socrates or Aristotle, or they could think I'm some dummy who's a shock jock. I don't care what people think of me now, but this didn't happen overnight. And it still fluctuates from time to time. I'm not some ironclad juggernaut. The bullets bounce off me, the piercing arrows of other people's expectations and wants and desires bounce off me. Do they bounce off me more than they used to? Oh, absolutely. But am I invulnerable? No. And it's admitting this to yourself that there's always room for improvement. There's always room to say, hey, you know what? I don't like who I used to be, but I'm actively working towards something. I'm not just trying to not be the guy I was before, but I'm actively trying to become someone else, something better than before. That is truly what it means to be mastering yourself. Because look, it could be something I say, it could be something somebody else on this side of the internet has to say, it could be something your mother says, your best friend, your girlfriend, who knows? But you have to understand, no matter what kind of information they give you, whether you like it or you don't like it, not everything that works for other people will work for you. And you have to be willing to experiment. You have to be willing to pay the price, because nothing is free. Let's get that out the way now. I've mentioned this time after time, but because it is applicable, I will do it again. The 40th Law of Power and the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, great book by the way, is learning to despise the free lunch. So anytime you hear anybody say women are free, or dealing with other people is free, or your time is free, or what, all these things are utter rubbish. Rubbish! It's garbage. Why? Because your time is your most valuable asset. And if anything is free, it's either A, garbage, or B, there's strings attached to it. Do you really think, let's make this a geopolitical scenario for a second. Do you think that all the immigrants who are coming here, all the illegal aliens that are coming over the border and getting hospital treatment, they're getting hotel rooms. They're getting food stamps and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Because it didn't show up on ABC, CNN didn't show up on there. Oh, yeah. A lot of immigrants coming in right now. A lot of them are getting preferential treatment. Your grandfather, Eddie, who maybe got hurt in Vietnam or in Korea. Ah, push him to the back of the bus. We don't need that bum. We're going to put Mr. Whatever his name is in front of him because he's the new American. He's the future of America. We need to put him first. That's the world you're living in. Gentlemen, do you think that that's free? Number one, it's being paid for with taxpayer money. Number two, we're in inflation. Inflation has proven to people who didn't understand inflation that you can't just print money. There is this idea of scarcity. Free is not a real thing. Just because you are not paying for it at that moment does not mean that you won't pay, period, or that somebody else is not paying for it. And that's why I talk about this in my book, Biblical Bachelor. I didn't intend to plug it, but I think it's relevant. I talk about this idea of paying up front or paying on the back end, because especially in relationships, which is a level of mastering yourself, is to understand how relationships work, understand how finances work, understanding your own experience and where you're going, why you're doing it, how you're going to get there, what you're feeling in the moment, so how you could transmute that energy. All of this stuff is important. And if to not be in touch with your mind, your body, your soul, or the heart, you are losing a pillar. Every house has foundations, has important walls. You look at old school Greek buildings with like the four pillars or more. If you take a pillar out, the whole structure risks destabilization and risks falling over and collapsing. So when you take out a pillar, I'll tell you another personal story about this whole pillar business. When I was in basic training in the Air Force back in like the end of 2020, I remember when I was obsessed with reading the Bible back then because I was hating every second of basic. It was hard. My training instructor was kind of a douchebag. He was extremely jerky. I didn't like him. He was a good trainer. I just didn't like him. And I don't think anybody else did. But I remember I was reading the Bible a lot more than I used to, and I kept one in my locker, which was against regulation, and I found out later, but I didn't know. He was doing an inspection. He found it, and he was like, "Creed!" Which everybody goes by their last names in the military. And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he's like, "What is this?" And I said, "What are you talking about, sir?" And he said, "Don't get smart with me, Creed. What is this?" And he points at my Bible, and I'm like, "It's a Bible, sir." And he's like, "Why is it in your locker?" He said, look at my eyes. And I looked into his eyes, and he said, "Listen to me. Faith is important. It's part of the four pillars of existence. It's important. But you prioritize things in order of importance, number one. And number two, you do it on your time, not on my time." And I said, "Yes, sir." And I moved on. I tell you this story, not to be cute or be quaint, but to tell you that you are taught these things in the military. At least you were back then. I don't know what today. Maybe they teach you that Jenny has two mommies and that Billy should like Bobby. But what I know is back then he taught me the importance of balancing the mind, the body, the spirit, and the heart, having this whole balance act go on. And when I was not doing that correctly, he called me out for it. You need to either have someone do that for you, or you need to have the self-awareness to do that for yourself. Because if you don't, you risk being destabilized. Hold on, I gotta get a drink of water. I can already feel it in the back of my throat. My throat's getting dry already. I'm already yelling too much. But my friends, the reason I'm talking about this is because I don't have it all together. I'm not some guy who pretends like I'm living the dream life. I have everything. I don't. I don't have everything. I don't have all the answers. But I'm actively pursuing. I don't know what I don't know. And I'm actively trying to turn those unknowns into knowns and to master them. And that is the whole point. I'm a young guy by old people's standards, I guess. I don't consider myself young. But this is why I'm talking about this today. Because while we want to talk about the women, while we want to talk about the money, while we want to talk about the politics, all those things are great and they're all important. But the common denominator through all of those is you, your mindset, and how you respond to what the world throws at you. And part of the problem is people want to blame other people, whether it be women, the government, parents, friends. People want to blame others instead of saying, hey, you know what? Maybe 80% of this is not my fault, but I'm going to take the 20%. I'm going to own it, and I'm going to learn something from it. That is what I encourage you to do. Now, is it going to be fun? Are you going to like doing it? No. But is it going to be necessary? Yes. Because it's going to help you grow as a man. It's going to help you understand where you're lacking. So then you could say, okay, I didn't realize I wasn't good at this. Or, hey, I didn't realize I was so vulnerable here. Let's fix it. Let's do something so that I am not doing the same thing over and over again and not learning from my own mistakes. There's an old adage that I've quoted on the show before. Wise men learn from the mistakes of others. Normal men learn from their own mistakes, and fools repeat their mistakes over and over while learning nothing. My friends, on our journey to kind of go on this tightrope of life and balance the women, the wealth, the pursuit of power, all of these things, we have to keep ourselves centered. We have to understand the significance of controlling our reactions to the outside world and realizing that there's more to life than getting pussy. There's more to life than being rich. There's more. All those things are great. Do not ever misquote me. Those are all great things. But we gotta put things in proper perspective or we risk putting ourselves in a tailspin. It's great to preach semen retention on forever. That's not feasible. Not feasible. Because let's not pretend like we don't waste a lot of time chasing women. Trying to go on dates, trying to get laid, trying to find a relationship. All these things are a tax on our time. And if that's what you want, just realize that you are giving up that time. Even if you go out there and you fap. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if you fap, you're a bad person or you're a bad man. No, it's a trade-off. You're trading that away. Just like if you are on semen retention, you're trading that potential overload of your inability to control that, and it could lead you into a bad situation. There are only trade-offs in this life. There is no silver bullet. There's no fast track. There are trade-offs, and that is for you to decide, and that is how you understand what trade-off you're willing to make. And that works best for you depending on what you've tried, what you want to try, what has worked, what doesn't work. All these things are all part and parcel of the journey of life. And you must understand how this affects you. I could talk all day about how this affects me. And I will, and I have. But what works for me might not work for you. If it does, that's fantastic. Do what I do then if that works for you. But if it doesn't, well, then you have to figure out what works for you, what doesn't, and you gotta not be afraid to try. Comfort is not a good place to be, at least not permanently in all areas. Sometimes you need a little bit of comfort. You need a refuge. You need an oasis. You need a retreat away from the challenges. It's another reason why men are leaving relationships, or women are not providing that retreat for the men anymore, so men are finding it elsewhere, whether it be in their orgasm, in video games, in athletics, in a hobby. It could be any number of things, or all a mixture of all of those things. But when we are honest with ourselves and we understand where we're vulnerable, where we excel, and what we want to do, we then give ourselves the power back. We don't feel like a plastic bag floating in the wind. We feel like we have agency. We know where we're going. We know what we want to do. We have power. And power is like the number one thing that matters in this life is who has the power, why, and how do they get it, and how do they keep it? Just ask the politicians. They'll tell you. My friends, I think I'll stop it there because I think now I'm repeating myself. But I know this is a little shorter than normal. I know this is a little different than if you've watched the show before, but I wanted to get this out there. I think it's important. Please share with me strategies you have for yourself. Maybe you can help another person who listens to the show. My friends, take care of yourselves. Always investigate, think for yourself, and do not just sit back and be passive. Don't be a passenger in the car of your own life. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.